In today's digital landscape, the average human attention span has shrunk to just 8 seconds, shorter than a goldfish's. This reality transforms effective communication from a nice-to-have skill into the ultimate professional superpower. Whether you're pitching to investors, leading a team meeting, or convincing your family about vacation plans, your ability to captivate an audience determines your impact. Warren Buffett wasn't exaggerating when he claimed that mastering public speaking could increase a person's professional value by 50% overnight. As communication becomes the currency of success in our knowledge economy, those who can effectively convey their message gain what Kogan, England, and Schmidt aptly call the presentation advantage. This isn't just about formal presentations. It's about every interaction where your ideas need to resonate, where you need to win hearts and minds. The foundation of persuasive communication rests on three essential connections that form an interdependent triangle. First, connect with your message by finding genuine purpose and passion. If quarterly sales figures bore you, reframe them as a story about market leadership and customer impact. Second, connect with yourself through authenticity and trustworthiness. Your credibility depends on both character, integrity, motive, intent, and competence, capabilities, skills, results. In an age of political and commercial spin, audiences crave presenters who tell the truth and talk straight. Finally, connect with your audience by capturing and maintaining their attention, increasingly difficult when people check their phones 110 times daily. Combat this by using techniques like strategic pausing, storytelling, and interactive elements every 3 to 5 minutes. The key is turning presentations into conversations rather than lectures, engaging with eyes, minds, and hearts throughout. Most presentations fail because they're just ODTA, one damn thing after another, random bullet points without structure or story. Our brains are wired for narrative, not disconnected facts. A compelling presentation begins by throwing life out of balance to create immediate interest. As storytelling expert Robert McKee explains, stories start when something disrupts balance, and everything after is about restoring equilibrium. Your job is to pull the rug out from under your audience so they care enough to pay attention. When crafting your message, avoid the expert syndrome, the unconscious assumption that your audience understands your technical jargon. As scientist Randy Olson warns, if you gather knowledge but are unable to convey it to others in a compelling form, you might as well not even have bothered. Shift from I-centered to you-centered presentations by anticipating your audience's questions. Remember the triple S formula. State each key point, support it with evidence, and summarize it. This repetition pattern helps cement ideas in your audience's mind. As Malcolm Gladwell notes, the secret is not deception, but repetition. Our brains process images 60,000 times faster than text, yet most presentations remain visual disasters filled with bullet points nobody remembers and spreadsheets nobody can read. Transform your presentation by starting with a big picture, a macro visual that simplifies everything, shifts paradigms, and sums up your entire point. Like Roland King's napkin sketch of the Southwest Airlines triangle route, these images create immediate emotional impact. As Walt Disney noted, pictures still speak the most universally understood language. When designing slides, follow Guy Kawasaki's advice. Never use fonts smaller than 30 points. Small text indicates presenters don't know their material well enough or mistakenly believe more text equals more convincing, what he calls total bizosity. Use sans serif typefaces for better readability, with 36 to 44 point fonts for titles and 32 point for main text. Embrace simplicity by stripping away everything unnecessary to focus attention on what truly matters. Despite everyone wanting simplicity, many presenters avoid it because being called simple has negative connotations. Remember advertising legend Jack Trout's wisdom: complexity is not to be admired, it's to be avoided. Your delivery doesn't require becoming someone you're not. Both extroverts and introverts can be excellent presenters with different styles. The key is alignment. Your body language and tone must match your words. First impressions form in milliseconds through what scientists call the amygdala hijack. Your audience's brains instantly assess whether you're a threat, resource, or ally. Make this work for you by maintaining confident eye contact, the emotional handshake, having an expressive face that radiates genuine emotion, using supportive gestures, and ensuring your voice connects with everyone. Your facial expressions are mirrored by your audience through mirror neurons. If you look sad, nervous, or indifferent, they'll feel the same. Being professional isn't being phony. It's providing good service by communicating clearly and empathetically. When speaking, remember the 5 P's. Project, direct your voice clearly. Pause, use silence strategically. Pitch, vary your tone. Pace, speak slightly faster than normal conversation. And pronounce, articulate clearly. Move purposefully to guide attention rather than randomly, which distracts and diminishes credibility. Like the CEO who unconsciously danced triangular patterns during his presentation and lost company confidence. Find the zone of optimum stress, that sweet spot between complacency and panic where performance peaks. Athletes call this the flow state. Reach it through comprehensive preparation. Develop a powerful message, exercise moderately 2 to 3 hours before presenting to burn excess adrenaline, practice meditation to decrease cortisol, master deep breathing, and, most critically, practice your presentation 6 to 8 times to create unconscious competency that will sustain you through unexpected challenges. When facing hostile audiences, employ active listening techniques. Maintain eye contact, nod appropriately, and avoid defensive postures. Let them fully express concerns without interruption. Reflect their perspective back using phrases like, "What I hear you saying is." Show genuine respect through open body language and undivided attention. For masterful question handling, establish clear guidelines about when questions are welcome. Practice the LACE method. Listen actively, acknowledge the question, clarify if needed, and explain thoroughly. When facing knowledge gaps, maintain credibility by saying, "I'll need to verify that information," rather than guessing. Imagine if everyone knew how to develop powerful messages that create purposeful shifts in knowledge and behavior. Unproductive meetings would disappear, change would be embraced more readily, and innovation would flourish. Teams would collaborate more effectively, projects would move faster, and organizations would adapt more quickly to market changes. You must pay the price to connect with people and shift their paradigms. This means investing time in understanding your audience, crafting messages that resonate with their needs, and constantly refining your delivery skills. The presentation advantage isn't just about professional skills. It's about the trustworthy character that makes people truly listen. It's about building credibility through consistency, authenticity, and genuine concern for your audience's success. Remember, you are your message. When your words, body language, and tone align with genuine conviction, you don't just deliver information, you create transformation. In a world of shrinking attention spans and increasing distractions, this ability to truly connect may be the most valuable professional skill you can develop. It's not just about being heard, it's about inspiring action, fostering understanding, and driving meaningful change. The most successful leaders understand that mastering communication isn't optional, it's essential for turning good ideas into great achievements.